Along Boston's waterfront, there are several tanks of liquefied natural gas. One gets more attention than the others, NPR's Philip Martin reports.
It's called the Rainbow Tank and was painted by the artist who created the Love Stamp. In 1971, as war raged in Vietnam, Corita Kent, a former nun, began painting a huge 140-foot liquefied natural gas container. It has five large stripes: orange, vermilion, yellow, blue, and purple. The artist, who died in 1986, said that her work was an expression of peace, and it's been the focus of both admiration and scorn.
Well, it looked like Ho Chi Minh. Looked like it. I don't say it was.
Retired veteran Charlie Vollemier stares across the road at the Rainbow Tank. He's been having breakfast nearby with his brother Paul, who's absolutely sure that the profile of the Vietnamese communist leader is etched in the blue stripe.
On the expressway, you can notice it.
There's a face in the red underneath, you know, the rim. There's a face.
Artist Cecilia Rossi is visiting Boston from Cape Cod.
There's a mustache, nose, eyes. Yeah, you can see a face in there.
I prefer to think of this series of stripes as sort of the Rorschach test for whatever the popular psyche is at the time.
Mike Connors, a former fisherman who says he is used to catching big ones, is the spokesperson for Keyspan Energy Delivery, the company that owns the tank. He says over the last 30 years, people have seen everybody in this rainbow, from local gangster Whitey Bulger to Saddam Hussein.
Recently, we're hearing in a joking sort of fashion that we're finding Osama bin Laden features in the stripes, and he certainly is the devil incarnate for the times here in the United States.
Christina Matthews, a student at the nearby University of Massachusetts, says over the years she's heard rumors about the profile in the rainbow.
I've heard Fred Flintstone, but I don't see Osama bin Laden, definitely not.
Artist Cecilia Rossi.
It could be Jesus, it could be bin Laden, it could be anything that you want it to be.
Or nobody. Irina Turner of Dorchester says she doesn't see the likeness of anyone on the tank. But, she adds, that doesn't mean it's not there. Turner, like many other people, thought she saw an image of the devil in a widely distributed photograph of the smoking World Trade Center.
You know, when the plane went through the World Trade Center, and when it came out the fire, they showed a picture that had the face of Satan on it.
Since September 11th, police have beefed up security around the Rainbow Tank, not so much because of what people think they see in the painting, but because of the threat of terrorism. That means that the largest copyrighted art object in the world is now protected. Standing nearby, plant operator JC just chuckles as he looks up at the giant painting.
Me, I just see stripes and work. That's all I see. Stripes and work, man.
Philip Martin, NPR News, Boston.